Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Chief Executive Officer of the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, Denise Van Aestien. And once again, good morning and welcome to the Algoa FM studios.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here again.
And Denise, you know, with the busyness of your schedule and all of the stuff you've been involved in just within the past couple of weeks, I'm really quite honoured, Charlie and I, that you even had the time to come through today to come and chat to us. You have been all over the countryside. I follow you on socials and I've seen the Business Chamber, the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber's LinkedIn page. You were also in Cape Town recently and all over the place.
Speaking to high commissioners.
You're very, very busy.
It's like the United Nations.
It is indeed. You've also recently held your AGM, which incorporated a panel discussion on how the potential of the Bay can be unlocked. Please tell us more.
Yeah, so at our annual general meeting, one of the highlights is we elect new board members. So we had some new board members coming on and they all serve as volunteers and, okay. and they all work very hard. So it's not like normal boards.
Yeah.
So I think that was one of the highlights. But I suppose the biggest highlight was we had Busi Mavusa from Business Leadership South Africa and Martina Bean from Volkswagen Group Africa. They did a panel discussion on how you unlock the potential of South Africa and the Bay. And I think what was very insightful in terms of what Busi shared is in terms of the national reforms that have been taking place around electricity and logistics. So that's starting to get into the system. But where the focus now needs to be is on the local government reforms, which talks to municipal service delivery and that. So it ended up being quite a lively discussion and they didn't hold back at all.
Open. Very open, were they?
Yes, they were.
Well, you just came back from a Bay of Opportunity roadshow to Cape Town. How was the Bay received in the mother city?
Well, maybe I should start by mentioning a story of the first thing that happened. We were invited to the Western Cape Innovation Awards, which took place at their City Hall.
Yeah.
And there you had the mayor, the premier of the Western Cape and all those kind of people there. And when their mayor spoke, he spoke about Cape Town becoming the Singapore on the African continent.
Sure.
And,
oh, wow.
And, yeah. They're even going to take on Singapore. So the following night, we had our Bay of Opportunity roadshow where we had embassies and consulates and so on.
Yeah.
And when I started my pitch, I basically said to them, well, last night we heard about Cape Town taking on Singapore, but when I talk about the Bay, it's going to be, I'm going to talk about the most fixable metro in South Africa and and so on. But you must see how they...
I love the positive spin.
Well, you must see how they enjoyed it. Yeah. You know, because it's a story about people and it's about people working as a collective and focusing on what unites them rather than what divides them. So I think that went very well. But what we also did is we met with some of the global business process outsourcing centers in Cape Town.
Yeah.
I used to think it was call centers, you know, those people that spam you.
Yes.
But we went into some of those buildings. They employ 80,000 people.
Good grief.
The one building had 7,400 people and they do utility services, insurance and other work for the UK and for the US. And they've now run out of space and it's become very expensive to do that kind of business in Cape Town because of traffic congestion.
They can come here.
Yeah, and high property prices. Exactly. So what we're doing is we put in a value proposition to get them to come to the Bay because we don't have traffic congestion, the property is more affordable and so on.
Did you say 7,000 people in one building?
7,400, yeah. Wow. No, it's a
different
elevator
world. Must be busy.
Yeah.
Denise, you know, I mean, you speak about your Bay of Opportunity roadshow. You mention a pitch. You mention people. And I've got to tell you, this morning I felt a little bit like you. We've been talking about Bafana Bafana ahead of tonight's World Cup opener against Mexico. And at some point, I found myself trying to convince listeners to be optimistic and to really get behind the team and, you know, to be hopeful and to believe in them. And I thought, oh, my God, this must be what Denise Van Aestien feels like some days, because you're constantly asking people to see possibility where others see problems and to see opportunity perhaps where others see challenges. And, you know, in fact, I was thinking, because I shared that the Bafana Bafana captain, Ronwyn Williams, is from Galvindale. Mm. And we often, you know, you guys travel around the country, as you've been mentioning, talking about the Bay of Opportunity and pitching. And you often talk also about the exports coming out of Nelson Mandela Bay, the investments and so on, always from a business perspective. But I was just wondering whether you guys ever speak about our greatest export of all, which is our people, because whether it's sport or business or media or the arts or academia or leadership or politics even, this region seems to have an incredible track record of producing people who, you know, who go on and make an impact far beyond Nelson Mandela Bay.
Absolutely. I mean, I was also thinking of other names as well besides Sia Kolisi.
And Rassi. And,
yeah, but even Patrick Soon-Shing. I don't know if you've seen, he's now the wealthiest person in LA.
I was telling Charlton yesterday.
Yeah. No, we do that. And I think it's about putting your energy into, I mean, we all know the negatives and we don't hide away. It's not about being naive about the issues.
Yeah. Yes.
But we need to focus on the positives. And I truly do think our people is our biggest strength. And the way, because the metro is not too big. You can get your arms around it. Mm. And I think the way everybody is interlinked and also the way we're working with the civil society, you know, I think that's also quite special. In fact, when Busi Mavusa was here, she was also looking at all of that, and she was saying in Joburg, where they've got challenges, they also need to integrate with the civil society. Yeah. Mm. But I think it's going to be more difficult, because I said to her, the people here are friendlier.
Yeah.
Listen, Denise, one more. Tell us about the Made in the Bay initiative, which the Chamber is currently rolling out as well.
Yeah, so what we're doing is we want people to support local, and it's not just your big businesses, but also your small businesses.
Yeah.
You know, people buy by price and so on, but we don't realize the impact of our decisions. And when you think of local jobs and just the whole value chain around that, it's absolutely vital that we support one another. So we've developed a branding that we want businesses to use. We've also got a Made in the Bay a video and other promotional material, but we want everyone to get on board with this, and maybe also to mention so it's made in the Bay, but produced in the Bay, invested in the Bay, and then people from the Bay. So there's also what you spoke about, Lena, is also an aspect of what we're trying to do, you know. And I also wanted to mention, in terms of business positives, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a number of companies celebrating anniversaries this year.
And EW75.
Exactly.
Who else?
Aberdare Cables, 80 years. 75 years for Tavcorp.
Wow.
50 years for East Cape Training Centre. 40 years, Algoa FM and Atlas. And then you've also got 30 years for S4 and so on. So there's
incredible.
A lot of, it shows the resilience of businesses as well. And then there's also investment going on. So Kanu Bodybuilders, they've just invested $25 million in a new factory. And then tomorrow we've got Ebor Manufacturing doing their $145 million facility upgrade celebration. So there are positive things happening.
Lots happening. Yeah. Well, there we have it. As always, always welcome in the studio. We'll chat to you soon, Denise Van Hastien. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.